you know, the first limousine you get and you're going, ooh, you know, electric window. and after that, it's just a thing, you know, because it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. And you know, in 2 months' time, you could be back in your little old Ford Popular, you know, jotting up and down the street. Because fans or music in general is such a fickle thing, you know? And the good thing about AC/DC is they treat it as such. They know that music is a very fickle thing. But the lucky thing about AC/DC is the fact that we just do basic rock and roll, and we believe it'll just never go out of fashion, because it's not so much something to listen to, it's more of an experience to feel. It's, you know, you've got to come to a gig. That's why we have a very basic policy of never being on television, really trying not to do too many exposés, if you know what I mean. Being on the television all the time, guest stars, and they just won't have it, you know, they just won't have it. And everything is really, you know, just to try and keep out of the limelight in the best possible way for your fans to see you, you know, to realise your true fans is the people who come to the concerts. And as you know, all the concerts have been sold out, and because of the fact that the fans want to see you, and they know they'll never see you anywhere except on stage. It's really difficult. I mean, you know, it's the same as if I'd ask you if I told you in a month's time you were going to be the hottest thing in music, you wouldn't be able to grasp it until it happened. But I'm sure you'd be able to manage it. You know, you would be able to manage it. But as I say, the only difficult part is not believing what people say about you. What the kids say about you, great, because they'll know more about you than anybody, because all the reporters in the world will report anything that's not true just to make it sound better. And whereas the kids really want to know the facts. You know, we get letters from kids who've read something in a paper and write to her personally and say, is it true? Is this really true? And we, you know, we take the time to write back and tell them the exact truth, and they feel much better for it. You know, they say, oh, they've written to her personally. And we try to write back to everybody personally. You know, just to try to keep on the same street level. That's why the kids never feel threatened or intimidated by the band when they come to see you, because we're the same level as them. They know they could get up on stage and look no different than me or Malcolm or